certain kind of girl joins Pi Theta sorority. A girl who likes to party and likes to get close to her friends. A girl whose extracurricular activities were more daring than most. A girl who could turn her fantasies into reality.
One more fling won't set us back, Annie.
Then again, Pi Theta was different from other sororities.
I'll get back at you if the last thing I do!
Because in this sorority, nothing is off limits. As long as it's fun for the girls. So when it came time to say goodbye, they decided to make real sure that no one would ever forget the girls. In the house on Sorority Row.
What's up, Dream Warriors? Welcome back to another episode. This is number 42, I believe. Yes,
I think so.
Yeah. I'm losing count now. but we're coming at you this week with 1983's The House on Sorority Row. And Brooke, this was your pick, and I would love to hear why you picked it.
I don't know, just was feeling a slasher and just looked up pretty much like some popular or underrated 80s slasher movies, and this was one that popped up, so mm-hmm. I've never seen it, and you hadn't either, so yeah, thought it'd be a good one to check out.
Now, we had talked a little bit last week, and you'd said that there's a character in it that you, like, that was part of the reason why you picked it or something
Well,
do you want to get into it later on? Or
that doesn't really matter. Like, the one picture I saw on IMDb was, like, the Jester character,
yeah.
And, like, he just looked creepy as fuck.
Yeah.
But we'll talk about it later. Yeah.
Okay.
So, all
right.
That's the main reason.
Okay.
Because I want to scare the shit out of you.
All right. Before we get into it, do you want to crack open these brewskis?
Let's do it.
All right.
Damn, yours was loud. Fucking Miller Lights.
What are you drinking tonight?
I'm drinking a Red Lime Brewhouse Rainbow in the Dark IPA from Barrie, Ontario. And never had it before.
All right.
Yep, it's a strong beer, just like the can says.
Does it taste like a rainbow?
We'll see you later once I take a piss.
And I am drinking the leftover Miller Lights from a little guest spot that we did a few days ago with our friends over at the Horror Movie Crew podcast. That episode has now dropped, so make sure you go and check it out. It was on Terrifier.
Yep.
And go over there and hear everyone's thoughts on it. But our buddy Josh from there, he, not the Josh that we had on here, but he's a big Miller Lite fan, so we decided to please him as much as we could. Okay, so it's been a while since we've sat down and actually talked about one of our own episodes.
Yeah, I know. So, it feels like it. Jeez.
What have you been up to? What have you been watching?
Not too much. Been busy. Moved in with a girlfriend. So
that's exciting.
It's exciting, yeah. Haven't really watched too many movies since I've been doing my renos in my old place, and I haven't touched my PS4 in like 4 months. So I finally got a chance to start playing it. Finally started Ghost of Tsushima. Amazing game. And then got addicted to Fall Guys, like everyone's playing online. I've just been like watching some TV shows. Binged The Boys season 1 recently.
It's a fucking great show.
Yeah, because season 2 comes out tomorrow, actually.
Yeah.
On the 4th, and Bettina's never seen it, so I wanted to get her up to speed so we mm-hmm. could watch it together. And I think we're going to tackle The Haunting of Hill House next.
Nice.
Before the newest season comes out.
It looks wicked.
Yeah.
I heard that The Boys season 2 is going to be even more violent and gory than the first season.
Oh, I couldn't even imagine
it. I know. Whenever I read that, I was like, how the fuck is that going to happen?
Yeah. But I haven't really watched any movies, so... I did watch Whiplash with girlfriend.
Nice.
That's about it.
She liked it, I'm assuming.
Yeah, she loved it. Yeah.
Good.
What about you?
So yeah, it's been 2 weeks since we sat down and actually did this. So I don't know if you remember, but a while back I told you I was watching a movie that you're going to be jealous of. So I finally watched The Tax Collector.
What?
Yeah. Not as good as I thought it was going to be.
Damn.
Very not gory or anything like that.
Really?
Yeah. Like, there, it was violent, but it wasn't anything, like, out of the ordinary.
That's so weird, because, like, everyone was hyping it up about being, you know, this, like, ultra-violent movie, but...
Yeah, it wasn't anything that crazy. It was good. Like, it was good, but it wasn't as good as I hoped it would be.
Damn.
Like, Shia was great, as he always is, but... I watched 1BR.
Oh, okay. Which I've seen that.
Came out on Netflix recently. Mm-hmm. It was pretty good. It wasn't like overly scary. It was more like super fucked up, but
yeah,
it was a good watch. I started watching a new animated show on Netflix called Hoops.
Oh, okay. This is the animated one.
Yeah. Right. It sucks.
That's not good.
Don't recommend
it. Okay.
It's the one guy from, The New Girl. I can't remember.
Jake.
Name. Yeah. Jake.
Yeah.
It's him. He plays the coach.
Oh, okay.
And like, I feel like they tried to make it almost like Big Mouth and F is for Family, where it's like a lot of cursing and swearing and stuff, but it's just over the top and stupid. I wasn't a huge fan of it. I've been watching Sensei Lawrence kick some fucking ass in Cobra Kai. I'm almost done the first season of that.
Nice.
I'm really, really enjoying it. I'm glad that I sat down and started watching it. And last night I watched Even Lambs Have Teeth.
Okay.
Which is one that I've been seeing on Prime quite a bit. Like, it pops up here and there.
Yeah.
And it looked like it was going to be good. And it's not bad.
Right.
It's, it's kind of fucked up. It's almost like a Hostel premise, but not as violent and gory as Hostel
is.
And like I Spit on Your Grave kind of thing.
Right.
But yeah, not too bad.
Actually, I just popped in my head because it's been so long since we sat down and talked. I didn't actually write it down, but Bettina and I watched that movie on Shudder, Like Me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Trash.
I hated it.
So bad.
So bad. It was so weird and just, I fucking didn't get it.
I hated it.
Yeah. So then after that, I made Bettina watch Tammy and the T-Rex with me. And she absolutely loved it.
Good.
Yeah.
So great.
So great. So, so bad.
All right. You want to hop into those podcast shout-outs?
Let's do it.
All right. So we'll start off with It's a Horror Podcast, as per usual. They just dropped an episode on director Lucio Fulci.
Yeah.
I haven't listened to the episode yet. I'll have to look at his list, but I don't know if I've seen any of his movies or not.
Yeah, I listened to the episode. It's a good episode. Very different episode from what they usually do. I've only heard about one of his movies, and the rest I haven't never heard of.
Okay. Is he like a giallo director?
He's Italian, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I figured that with the name. Next up is the Creepy Crap Podcast. And he's been fucking pumping them out lately. He's had guest episodes and his own episodes, and he's been on other people's episodes. It's hard to keep track of all the episodes, Daniel.
I don't fall behind.
But yeah, he released one called Jurassic Predator or Alligator X. I've been falling behind on a lot of my podcasts lately, so I haven't listened to that one yet. And I haven't listened to... his guest episode with Richard from the Radio Nasties on The Suckling. I've never even heard of that movie.
Me either.
But I mean, the cover art looks fucking terrifying.
It does.
That little thing is crazy looking. But yeah, so I mean, I'm going to have to hunker down and fucking catch up on all those. Next up is We Love Horror. I was talking to Michael the other day. He was sitting down to record an episode with his buddy Frank again. If you've listened to his past episodes, you know which one Frank is on. And it's a sequel to the movie that they talked about previously. I'm not going to give it away, but if you've listened, then you know. And lastly is Chuck Goes to the Movies, and he just released an episode on Apollo 13, which is a fantastic movie that has been far too long since I've watched it.
Yeah, I haven't watched it for a long time.
Yeah. Comes with one of the biggest movie quotes ever. Mm-hmm. Houston, we have a problem. Sorry, I said Chuck was the last one, but I'm going to throw out one more. Our buddy Ben from the Extreme Horror Replay podcast. Please make sure you go check him out. He just hit 5,000 listens, which is a pretty fucking huge milestone.
Yeah.
We're hoping to get there sooner than later. So congratulations to him. And I actually sat down and recorded an episode with him that's coming out in the future. I'm not too sure when exactly, but yeah, the movie was a fucking doozer. So you should listen to it. All right. That's all I got.
Cool.
Let's get into this shit.
Let's do it.
So like we said in the intro, we were talking about 1983's The House on Sorority Row. Probably the first movie to ever take place on Sorority Row. That's a horror? I don't know. Maybe?
I'm very surprised you just said that.
Okay.
We'll talk about it later.
Wait. Okay, never mind. Yeah. My bad. The synopsis. After a seemingly innocent prank goes horribly wrong, a group of sorority sisters are stalked and murdered one by one in their sorority house while throwing a party to celebrate their graduation.
Yeah, explains it.
I'd say. This movie was directed by Mark Rossman, Excuse me, this was his first ever movie that he directed. He moved on to direct some pretty...
it's so weird.
Pretty different movies than this one.
Oh, man.
So he's directed The Perfect Man, A Cinderella Story.
Yep.
11 episodes of The Lizzie McGuire Show. And a movie called Evolver, which I've never heard of. It looks like it's terrible. It's got awful reviews. But that was his second movie, like, that wasn't a TV movie. 15 years after The House on Sorority Row. And yeah, so he went from horror to whatever this Evolver shit is to like Disney movies.
Disney stuff, yeah. I guess he did this movie and was like, nah, not my thing.
Yeah. And yeah, we'll talk about it. So it stars Catherine McNeil. Before I hop into this, I had trouble picking who I wanted to put on this list.
Yeah.
Because there's 7 sorority sisters, but I mean, like...
half of them, like, didn't go on to do many things at all.
That too, and like, half of them were barely in the movie. So. Right. But yeah, starting off was Catherine McNeil, and she played Katie. She's been in Sudden Death with Jean-Claude Van Damme, which is a great movie. Glitter, which is an awful movie. The Caveman's Valentine, which I personally really enjoyed.
I've never heard of it.
Oh, man, it's Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty cool. And a movie called Monkey Shines, which I put it on here. I've never heard of it, but it got really good reviews on IMDb, so I figured maybe it's a good movie. Next up is Eileen Davidson. She played Vicky, and she has made her career as a fucking soap opera star.
Holy shit.
Wow, dude.
I was shocked. Whenever we're watching this, first of all, Kate McNeil in this looks like Kristen Stewart.
Oh, a lot. Okay.
And we're watching the movie about halfway through, and he is like, hey, she's from Young and the Restless. I was like, excuse me?
Ashley Abbott, bro.
And I was like, wow, like, how'd you like recognize her? And then I look in today,
Do you want to go ahead and say how many episodes of Young and the Restless
she's been? It was like 1,199 or something.
Oh, no. It was 1,699.
That's it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. 1,700 episodes.
Yeah, and that's just of that show. Then she's on Days of Our Lives, Bold and the Beautiful, and some other fucking soap opera that I've never heard of. She's totaled like probably like 2,500 episodes of soap operas. My parents were here whenever I was typing up the notes, and they watch Young and the Restless, and said to my mom, I was like, holy shit. I said, like, soap opera stars blow my mind. She's like, what do you mean? I said, well, this chick's been on 1,700 episodes of one show.
Yeah.
My mom's like, oh, who is it? I said, oh, I don't know. She plays Ashley Abbott. And she's like, oh, yeah, she's been in it for a really long time.
That's like Bettina. Like, she said that like, she's been watching the show since she was, like, I don't know, in grade two with her mom. And I was like, fucking 1973 it started and it's still going.
Oh yeah.
And same with shows like Coronation Street.
Yeah.
Like this has been on since like the fucking 20s.
Yeah, I know, it's crazy. Next up, excuse me, Lois Kelso Hunt. So she played Mrs. Slater. She acted as Mrs. Slater. her voice was actually dubbed over because her voice was too high pitched for the character.
Really?
So the director didn't want her voice.
Did you notice it in the movie?
I did.
Okay. I didn't really.
Ah, there were some spots where I was like, the audio looks kind of weird, or like the mouth movements look kind of weird. I mean, she did a fairly good job at covering it up.
Yeah.
But I think I read that trivia like halfway through the movie. Oh, okay. So then I started like watching it a little bit, but yeah, this actress, Lois Kelso Hunt, she's only been in one movie called Head of State with Chris Rock.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I think it was Chris Rock.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. That's the only thing she's been in, and she didn't even like do the vocal work for this one. So, I mean, I don't know. And lastly, I did Harley Jane Kozak. She played Diane. She's been in When Harry Met Sally, the original Parenthood movie, Arachnophobia, and I Spit on Your Grave 3. I kind of forgot who each character's name was too. So whenever I was doing this, I kind of had to like go back and like look at everything.
Yeah, same with me.
But
when I was typing my notes, yeah.
All right. We want to discuss the shit.
Let's get into her. So the movie opens up. We get a little date on it, June 19th, 1961. And this opening scene looked like it was out of like the 30s.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah, right, it's now? All like blue like, light.
I hope the rest of the movie isn't like this. Fuck. So there's an opening scene with, we meet Mrs. Slater. She's like in a lot of pain giving birth. And the doctor comes in and he says something like, oh, we can't, you know, we got to go through with this. And he pulls the blanket back into her big belly and has a scalpel there. And I was like, don't fucking do it.
What's he do with that scalpel first, though? He sanitizes that fucking thing by putting it over a candle.
Yeah.
What? What do you mean, yeah?
That's how you sanitize shit.
No, it's not. In a fucking hospital when she's about to cut her open?
I don't think that was a hospital. It didn't really look like a hospital.
Jesus.
To me.
Put some fucking vodka on it or something at least.
Vodka's better.
I couldn't believe that. I was like, what the fuck?
Huh. Yeah, so he's like about to cut her belly open and take the baby out, but then it just cuts to the opening of the movie.
You're hoping for an inside type scene, were you?
Well, I haven't seen it, so. So here we meet the girls at the sorority house, Pi Theta. They are getting their picture together. They graduated. They're all like packing up their stuff. Katie's mom's there talking about how like she's excited for her to come back home, and Katie's pretty much saying like, oh, no, I'm not moving back home.
Yeah. Did you find it weird that there's only 7 girls graduating?
Well, this is in their sorority house.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But I'm sure there's more girls, but I think it's just these 7 graduated at the same time.
All right.
So yeah, the rest of the girls are staying. They're having the party Friday to celebrate graduating. Mrs. Slater is the house mother. She is much older now. I think it's about 20 years later than what when she gave birth there. Or
it'd
whatever.
It'd be 22 years later, yeah. Okay. This is 1983. That thing was 1961.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we learned that Mrs. Slater was like at the doctor's house, Dr. Beck. We learned that he did something back 22 years ago. And he's giving her this tag that says pretty much telling her that it must be worn at all times in case of any problems. And yeah, very weird. You're like, what the fuck is he talking about?
Yeah.
So it cuts to Vicky. She's in the barn with Rick, pretty much like shooting a gun. It's kind of like just dumped on you. Like, doesn't really make that much sense.
Yes.
But it kind of has to do with the story a little bit. Like, it's just kind of like showing, introducing why the gun comes into play later on.
Yeah. But like you said, it was a really weird and out of place scene until you get further into
it. And it wasn't that long either.
Really. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she, like, out of nowhere is just like a sharpshooter.
Yeah.
Right? Like, she misses the first target and then all of a sudden she's just like, boom, boom, boom. It's like, holy shit.
So it's later that night. The seven girls are popping champagne in the house. Morgan starts like throwing up and Mrs. Slater shows up. She's like shocked and is like, oh, you girls shouldn't be drinking and partying. Like, you guys can't be staying here. You got to get going. And they're like, oh, we're having a party on Friday. And she's like, no, you're not. And so we learned that Mrs. Slater closes the house before every June 19th, which is when she had that experiment back in the day. So Slater is now looking at pictures of all of the other sorority sisters, like throughout the years. She's always been the house mother of this. And she starts burning all the pictures. And then the latest picture is on the floor and she just smashes it with her infamous cane, like with the little bird on it.
Yeah.
So later that night, Vicky and Rick, they get back home and they're going to go have sex. And Slater's like in the attic. She's like, there's all these toys and like stuff around. And then she like sits in the chair and it's very Black Christmas.
And that's
ish.
Yeah. That was my thought too. So whenever I said it's the first movie in a sorority house. Yeah.
Yeah.
I felt like they very directly stole this kind of scene almost from,
I don't know if they stole it. Because she, like, sat in the chair for, like, a couple minutes. I feel like it was just, like, maybe them playing, like, homage to Black Christmas.
Maybe. But, like, the killer is also locked up in the attic, too.
Yeah, but was the other guy locked up in Black Christmas?
Maybe, not locked up, but
yeah,
he stayed up there.
True.
But I don't know.
Anyway, so Slater's up in the attic, and then she hears Vicky and Rick, like, having sex downstairs, and she starts, like, freaking out. And she goes down there and Vicky's just like fucking getting it given to her.
It's a really like weird sex scene though.
It was.
Like, she was like laughing the whole time.
Yeah.
Just, like,
and they're on a waterbed as well.
Yeah.
And they're having sex and you just see the cane like go up in the air. You don't see anything else. And Vicky looks and she like has a shocked look on the face and the cane comes down. You think it's going to kill them, but just rips a hole in the bed and the water goes everywhere.
Yeah.
And then Slater leaves and Vicky's like freaking out, runs in the hallway, like trips and falls. She's like, Slater, you bitch.
You psycho bitch. I'm going to fucking get you. Like, holy.
And all the girls like come out of the room, like looking. There's like water everywhere. And Vicky's like falling and swearing.
Yeah.
So the next morning, they're all like outside by the pool, which is like disgusting. It's like covered in like gross algae and
so
shit.
Gross.
Vicky's like eating chicken, just like tossing chicken in the pool. And then she throws up the idea, like, oh, Slater's such a bitch. Like, she's getting so worse over the years. Like, we need to teach her a lesson, get back at her. So they all start plotting against Slater, and they're going to pull a prank on Slater on Friday before the party starts. And Katie's, like, kind of against it. Like, she's kind of like the goody two-shoes in this group. Excuse me. And then Katie sees up in the attic, the door window like closed, so someone was like up there like watching them or something. Yeah. So Slater, I think, is talking to the doctor again, and the doctor is going on about a patient he had, and pretty much how she has to keep an eye on him because of his like outbursts of violence and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it doesn't really touch too much on it. Like it kind of like hints at a little bit. Like at this point, like it's easy to know like who the killer is. Like you kind of have a feeling of who it's going to be.
Yeah.
So Katie doesn't want Vicky to use the gun in the prank. Cause that's Vicky's plan. Slater wants the girls gone out of the house, and Slater like comes in, they're like setting up decorations, and Slater comes in. She's like, "Oh, what are you guys doing? It's like, you can't have all this stuff here. Like you guys need to leave." And then, Vicky like starts mouthing off at her. Is like, "Oh, where's your, you missing something there?" And she's like, "Where's your cane?" And Slater like walks out, goes out to the pool, and her cane's like in the middle of the pool on a tire.
Yeah.
And, yeah. So like, let's get into this prank that Vicky pulls on her. So the cane's like in the middle of the pool, and, Slater's like telling her like, "Oh, get my cane," and stuff like that. And, Vicky like pulls out the gun and is like, "Get in the pool."
Yeah.
And all the girls are like, "Oh, ha ha, funny, funny. Like, hey, put the gun away." They're like, "Oh, it's not loaded, it's a gun." And then like Slater's like, "If that's a real gun, like you're in so much trouble."
Yeah.
And then Vicky just turns and shoots the light post, so there's like bullets in it. And then one of the girls, I forget, I think it's Diane, maybe. I forget which one, but
Liz.
Liz goes up to get the gun from Vicky, and then it shoots off and like shoots her in the ankle. It looks like there's like blood and stuff.
Yeah.
And then Vicky points the gun at Slater, is like, "All right, get in the pool." So Slater like gets in the pool, and like what happens after that?
And
then
she gets in the pool, and then Slater like swims out to get the cane.
Right.
And then she
doesn't she like come back up?
Yeah, she comes back up, she goes to get out, but then
Vicky's like going nuts, has a gun pointed at her.
Fires at her.
I think the girl's like trying to stop her or something.
Yeah.
And the gun fires off again.
Yeah, because she fires the gun and like all the shots miss Slater. And then you find out that it's a prank and that this Liz girl didn't actually get shot.
Yeah.
And then Vicky and all the girls, yeah, like you said, Slater climbed out of the pool and smacked Vicky in the head with her cane.
Right.
And then the gun went off and shot Slater.
Yeah. But you don't see like any blood in that. So I thought like, did she just like have a heart attack? Cause you don't see anything.
So
like the whole prank like went wrong. Slater's dead.
Katie wants to call an ambulance and everyone else says no.
Yeah, pretty much. Katie says that, and then Vicky is like, "No, we can't do that." Then all the girls start saying like, "Oh, you gotta listen to Vicky."
Yeah.
So they are gonna decide to put Slater's body in the pool. They go and get you like a bunch of towels and stuff like that, and then rope and stuff, and they try to like tie her up, like throw her in the pool, and then she just like floats right back up to the top. So now it's party night. Slater is not in the pool anymore. And she's like in the woods. You don't see like her face. You just see the person grabbed for the cane. And then this like drunk guy stumbles into the woods, and he just gets fucked up by the cane, like goes through his throat and he gets fucked up. So that's our first kill. And I think Vicky set up one of her friends, Peter, to go on a blind date with Katie.
Yeah.
And so Katie's upstairs and Peter goes up and like starts talking her stuff and like head downstairs, and Katie's not really feeling it at all. During the party, like all the girls are like kind of like looking at each other. It goes like girl to girl to girl, like have like a worried look on their face.
Yeah.
And they hear all this screaming outside, and there's two guys who are about to toss a girl into the pool. So the girls run out. They're like, "Oh, what are you doing?" They're like, "Oh, we're going to toss her in." They're like, "Oh, it's a wet t-shirt contest going on inside." The guy's like, starts running. He's like, "Wait a minute." And so they notice that all the pool lights are on in the pool. So I don't think they noticed that the body's gone, though.
No, they didn't.
But they say like, "Oh, the pool lights are on. Like it'll show that there's a body in there, but there's no body in there to see."
So then, because Stevie went in to see if she could like get it, like find a way to like make it so that they can turn on, I think.
Yeah, right, right. So yeah, she goes into the basement of this like shed, I think.
Yeah.
And she's trying to find the fuse box to take a fuse out to people can't turn the lights on or the lights turn off. And she's down there by herself. And then there's like this man you see behind like a door-ish thing.
Yeah.
And then she like turns around and there's like this ball that like rolls up to her. It's kind of like a child's ball.
Mm-hmm.
And then she sees the light swinging back and forth. So she goes up and then the guy comes out behind her or whoever it is and just stabs her with the cane. And so who was that?
That was Stevie.
Stevie, yeah. 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 So Stevie's gone. So now back at the party, there's these guys going swimming in the pool. I don't know why the fuck they would go swimming in this thing. It's so dirty.
So disgusting.
So they're about to jump in. There's like two guys and there's this really fucking fat guy.
Yeah.
And the one guy's like, all right, go ahead, pig, jump in. And then like the girls come running out. They're like, oh, what are you doing? And the fat guy jumps in. He's like in the pool. He's like, I'm a sea pig. I was like, what the fuck?
He was so gross too. Like, he not was. Just because he was fat. He was just like, you could tell he was just a gross human being.
Yeah.
Obviously, if he jumped in that fucking pool.
I know, right? So now the girls are back in the kitchen. And I don't know if you noticed what was in the kitchen at this part.
I don't remember.
You're drinking one right now.
Oh, the Miller Lite. Yeah, I did Miller notice Lights. That. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Big pile of Miller Lights.
Yeah, I did see that.
So all the girls are arguing in the kitchen about what to do with Slater, stuff like that. I think at one point, Katie slaps Vicky. It's pretty much like, you need to smarten the fuck up.
Yeah.
Like,
and I have a bit of trivia for that scene.
Okay.
The girl who played Vicky, whatever her name was, anyways...
Eileen Davidson.
Yes, Eileen Davidson. She wanted to make a big name for herself in Hollywood, so she wanted to like make the acting seem as legit as possible.
Really?
So she had Katie McNeil actually slap her in the face. And then she said that it was 23 takes of that scene. So
oh
she
my
said
God.
By like the 23rd one, she like instantly she regretted that decision.
Yeah, no doubt.
I thought that was pretty funny.
My God, that's hilarious. So they're all going to start checking around the house for Slater's body. They tell Morgan to go upstairs and start packing Slater's clothes so they can make it look like she's gone.
Yeah.
They're still like partying and stuff like that. They're singing the Theta song. Morgan's upstairs like packing her stuff. She goes in the closet and then she hears like banging up above her in the attic doors above it.
Yeah.
And it's like pounding down and then it opens and you see her scream and then the girls come running up and Slater's body fell out of the attic on top of Morgan.
Yeah.
And she's passed out. So all the girls leave again. Oh, they took Slater's body downstairs and Morgan is back upstairs again, packing her clothes still.
And they're all arguing about how like, oh, maybe she wasn't actually dead, but how would she get up into the attic when she's all wrapped up and yeah. Shit like that? It's just like,
yeah,
obviously
some of it,
that's not what fucking happened.
Yeah, some of it didn't really make sense. Yeah. Yeah, they're like, Katie says, you guys killed her or threw her in the pool when she was still alive? Like, she still had life left. She went up to the attic. It's
yeah.
Like, she was still wrapped up.
Pretty sure if she was alive, she would have unwrapped herself.
Yeah. So there's someone out on the balcony with Morgan. She opens the balcony and there's a jack-in-the-box just sitting on the balcony.
Yeah.
And she picks it up, looks at it, and then behind her, someone comes out and stabs her with a cane.
Yeah, like through her back.
Yeah, through her back, yeah. So Morgan's dead. The girls are taking Slater to the cemetery. They kind of just like toss her in this dumpster.
Yeah.
And I guess, I don't know how no one in the party, like, noticed any of this.
Must be a big house.
Yeah.
On the other side.
So now Katie's up in the attic. She sees, like, all the toys and stuff like that. She finds a card that is a birthday card, and it says, "To Eric, love Mueller, mother."
Yeah.
She finds a giant jester costume. She also finds a birdcage up there with a dead bird in it.
Yeah, it was bloody, too. It was kind of weird.
It was bloody, yeah.
Like, I was expecting, because, like, the way that she looks at the cage, you can tell that, like, okay, there's a dead bird in there. But, like, I was expecting a skeleton,
yeah,
not, a freshly dead bird.
Yeah. So, they put Slater's body in the dumpster, and they tell Diane to go get her van, because they're going to use her van to bring it to the cemetery.
Yeah.
So, she goes to her van. She ends up getting killed in the van. She gets stabbed by the cane again. Three of the girls, I think, are pushing the dumpster like down the road, and then just out of nowhere they fucking run into a cop car. And WTN, I was like, how the fuck did they not see the cop car?
Yeah, I was thinking.
And the cop just gets out and is like, what are you ladies doing pushing this dumpster down here? I told Bettina, I was like, how does the cop not see them pushing this giant dumpster?
Yeah. Like, honk the horn or something.
Yeah. So he gets another call and just like tells them to bring the dumpster back up and then just leaves.
Yeah, because they were like, oh, we're taking the garbage out. He's like, at 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
It's like, who fucking cares? I said, they're having a party. Garbage comes out the next day. I take mine out late at night.
So the one girl, she I think finds Diane killed in the van. I just called her Phoebe because she looked like Phoebe from Friends to me.
She kind of did, yeah.
So she sees the killer. She starts running away, and she drops this, like, necklace. And so she's running away, and Diane is missing from the car, so her body's gone.
Yeah.
So Phoebe runs into the kitchen, and she's, like, all fucked up and, like, scared and shit. And Katie's in there. She's like, oh, like, what's wrong? She's like, Diane's dead. Like, I saw the killer. Like, he's following me. And Katie just fucking is like, all right, stay here. I'll be back. And just fucking leaves her. So Phoebe grabs a knife. And then Katie gets a necklace from... No, Katie finds a necklace, I think, on the ground.
Yeah.
And then she notices that it says, call this number if there's an emergency.
Yeah.
So she calls the number, and you find out that it was Slater's necklace. And she's talking to Dr. Beck, the doctor from the beginning of the movie, and who was talking to Slater.
Yeah, because it's like one of those Med Alert necklaces.
Yeah. So he's pretty much like asking, like, oh, where's Slater? And Katie's not really saying. She's just like, something's happening. Like, you need to come here. So now Liz and Vicky are at the graveyard. They're digging up the grave, or a grave, to throw Slater's body in. And then Dr. Beck shows up at Katie's. He's saying that they have to find Slater. His practice is he deals with women who can't have children. He does like experiments and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure like if he, I don't know, like impregnates women somehow, maybe.
Yeah. That's kind of what I got from it.
Like, yeah, it's kind of vague. So we find out that June 19th is the day that is Eric's birthday. So they're up in the attic at this point, and then Katie starts freaking out, and she like runs down, and all of her friends are like dead in the pool. I thought it was a pretty cool shot.
Yeah, that wasn't bad actually.
So then back at the graveyard, they got the body in the graveyard, and then Liz is in the van, and then we get this really sick throat slit from the cane like behind her, and it like, actually shows like a lot of more gruesome shit than like other kills.
Yeah.
So Liz is dead. Vicky shows up at the van, and then the killer starts like beating the fuck out of her. She gets pretty fucked up. So Vicky's dead now too. In the back of the house, Beck drugs Katie with like a needle, but then she was like kind of fine like the rest of the night.
Yeah,
I don't understand like what.
He said it was like a mild sedative, I think he said.
Yeah, but she was still like walking around and stuff. And he's like carrying her from room to room. And then he sits her in a chair in front of like the door outside, kind of like the beginning of Scream.
Yeah.
Like how he's like luring the killer into to her.
Yeah.
So they're sitting there, Beck is like behind the door, and then you hear someone coming, and then it's Peter. He walks in, and then Beck just fucking shoots him with the dart, puts him to sleep. Kitty gets away, she starts running away, and oh, I totally forgot this scene too. I don't know how I missed it, but before, whenever Phoebe is running away and Kitty left, Phoebe ran into the bathroom, and then she's hiding in one of the stalls, and the killer comes in and starts like turning on like all the shower heads and shit like that.
Yeah.
And Phoebe was killed at that scene. But at this part where Kitty's running away, she's like running through the house and she runs into the bathroom. And she opens one of the stalls and fucking Phoebe's head just sitting in the toilet. I did not expect that at all. So Katie's going up into the attic. She's kind of like hiding up there with the knife. I think she has a gun too. So she like looking at the window, and then the Jester costume like on the wall beside her, and then you just see it like come alive, and you see like a guy behind the mask.
Yeah.
And then Katie attempts to shoot him like six times.
Oh my god, man. I was just like, holy fuck.
Did not hit him once. And then like she threw the gun, did not hit him at all. And she, yeah, like you said, she was like 4 feet from him.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Like, I don't understand how you can't hit, like, shoot somebody from that close.
Yeah.
Like, you and I are almost as close as she was.
Yeah.
Like, doesn't make any sense. Fucking stormtrooper.
Yeah. So then they get in kind of like a tussle, and then I think he tripped, or she pushes him down the stairs, I think.
I lost my spot here. The fuck is it? Oh, yeah. She rips the head. Oh, this is whenever she stabs him with the doll head.
Oh, right, right. Yeah, yeah.
So she like rips the head off the doll, and there's like a spike sticking out of.
And then she stabs him with it, right? Yeah,
multiple times.
Yeah. And then he falls down the stairs at the bottom of the attic, and then it like pans on his head, and then you just see behind the mask his eyes open.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's the way the blood splatters.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to preface this by saying there's not enough cans of Miller Lite in the world to make me enjoy this movie.
Oh, shit.
I fucking hated this movie, man.
Wow, really?
Did not like it at all.
Okay.
I didn't even have a good time watching it.
Damn.
Yeah, so my story, I gave it a 2 out of 10, and I feel like that's being modest.
Okay.
I almost want to say that, like, for the time, maybe this whole, like, premise was, like, new, but it wasn't even. Like, I mean, the whole slasher genre had already started picking up.
Yeah.
There was Black Christmas, which is basically the exact same story, a little bit different, but with the whole sorority house.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like every movie back then did this better than what this did. We didn't see the killer until like the last 10 minutes. And sometimes that's okay, but even like whenever we do see him, we don't really see him.
No.
Like, he's supposed to be like deformed and fucked up or something like that, and that's why she's kind of kept him hidden. Or...
That's what you, yeah, you have a sense
of, yeah,
that's why.
Well, fucking show him. Like, we saw Mike or Jason without the mask before.
Yeah.
Let's see this guy without his little Jester costume on. Nothing in the movie felt original or like even entertaining to me, but not to shit on your movie, dude. The quality, I gave it 2 out of 10 also. The acting was terrible. I feel like the fact that Mrs. Slater was dubbed over was like, I don't like, they casted her because she had the look, and I mean, she has a pretty basic old lady look. They could have
She's only anybody in the movie for like 10 minutes.
That's fair.
Minutes.
That's fair. Okay. Fine. Most of the kills were off screen. The killer was never really shown either. You see like the aftermath of the kills, and some of them are pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like the head in the toilet and shit. The score was a typical 80s cheesy score, which I kind of actually liked. Like, whenever they're creeping around, it has that like
right
cheesy 80s music, which I enjoyed.
So many plot holes in the movie. I was just like, there's some of these that it's just like, who wrote this?
Yeah.
Because, like, or who edited it? Because you could easily fucking pick out all the shit that they've kind of fucked up. Like, at the start, we're kind of led to believe that the baby was, like, stillborn or something like that. And then it turns out he was just deformed, but then we never end up seeing him. And, like, I would have really enjoyed to see what he actually looked like. I feel like the whole off-screen shit, like, for him was kind of laziness. Like, I get the whole idea of, like, it keeping it suspenseful and shit.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, show him for shock value at the end of the movie. Yeah. Like, what's he look like?
Yeah.
Best thing about this movie was Vicky's tits during the sex scene. Sorry.
That's great.
But at the same time, like, apparently there was a bunch of cuts to the movie in order to achieve an R rating. So maybe the original, like the uncut version is a lot better. I don't know. Maybe it shows more of the kills and shit. I don't know. But yeah, man, did not enjoy this one.
All right. Fair enough. So for my story, I gave it a 5 out of 10.
All right.
I thought it was a pretty well done, like, whodunit story, even though you can easily guess who it is. Like, I don't know if, like, back in the day, like in the 80s and 70s, like, if Hollywood just thought people were dumb as fuck.
Maybe.
Because I feel like a lot of these movies, like, it's easy to figure out.
Yeah.
Like, who did it? Like, it doesn't take away from the movie for me, because it's like, whatever, I'm just here to watch people get killed. But still, like, you can at least fucking at least throw something different in there. Like,
The twists are very minor.
Yeah, you know right from the start of the movie, okay, this guy, whatever.
Yeah.
So. I thought it, like, takes a lot from earlier slasher movies like Black Christmas. It didn't, like, necessarily, like, copy it, in my opinion, just kind of paid homage to them. I thought, like, it did a pretty good job. There's definitely, like, a few unanswered questions which did not make sense at all, but I just looked at this as, like, as a fun slasher movie to sit back and, like, enjoy.
Yeah.
But you didn't enjoy it, so.
It's just me, man.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, 5 out of 10 for story. And for quality, I gave it a 7 out of 10.
Damn.
I thought it was a really fun, like, 80s slasher movie. I thought the acting was pretty good for an 80s slasher, in my opinion.
Okay.
I mean, the fucking girl went on to do 1,700 episodes of Young and the Restless. She can't be that bad.
She was all right. It was okay. The main gripe I had was the one blonde girl. I can't remember. Morgan, I think her name was.
Maybe.
She's the one that got stabbed on the balcony.
Yeah, Morgan. Yeah.
She fucking drove me crazy. Yeah. Man. I, like, couldn't stand her.
I thought that Katie, Vicky, and the Phoebe girl, I forget her name.
Yeah.
Did a pretty good job.
I didn't like Katie either.
No?
No.
Okay. Right. But, yeah, so I thought the kills are, like, all really the same, but there were still some, like, good effects, like with the head in the toilet, stuff like that. I liked all the characters for the most part. Like, I didn't really hate that many of them.
Yeah.
I wish that the Jester costume was in it more, because that was really disappointing. Yeah. Because you only really see it at the very end. Yeah. So it's like, fuck. And, yeah, so 5 out of 10 for story, and quality is 7 out of 10.
All right. Okay. So yeah, you know our scores now. So let's head on over to Rotten Tomatoes and see what they've scored it. So there's no critics consensus.
Oh, okay.
So that's boring. Do you want to give a guess on what the critics scored it off of no consensus?
Sure. Let's see. 59.
Fuck, dude, you're close. 56.
Okay. Damn.
I forgot to write down how many ratings there were. Just, like, give me a sec here. I think it was like 6.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was really low.
Huh. There it
is. 9. So yeah, 56% on 9 ratings.
Damn.
Yeah. Where are we? Yeah, and the audience scored it 34%.
Oh, fuck.
On roughly 2,300 ratings.
Damn.
But then, like, you go on IMDb, and I think it had, like, a 6.3
6.3 or something like that, 6.1. Yeah. So, I mean, IMDb had it a little bit higher, but... See, so I'm not alone in not enjoying it.
For sure.
I felt bad at first, and then I went to Rotten Tomatoes, and I was like, yeah, okay, so it's justified. But I don't know.
Another movie off our list.
There, that's, yeah, fair point. And this is one that I've definitely, obviously, know was very popular, so...
Mm-hmm.
Whether people like it or not.
Yeah.
All right. You ready for the scare section?
Let's do it.
So what did you give it for a scare rating?
I gave it a 2 out of 10. Right. Not scary at all, but had some cool special effects. Like the head in the toilet, obviously.
Yeah.
I thought the one throat slit on Liz was really well done, but overall not really that scary. The gesture was scary at the very end to me, but
yeah,
that's about it.
All right. I give it a 1 out of 10.
Yeah,
I said I found nothing scary about this movie except the swimming pool and pig. there's no like, not a lot of on-screen kills. The character or the killer was kind of like one-dimensional.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not too much crazy shit. What was your scariest scene?
So on my way here, actually, I realized I never wrote down a scariest scene.
Okay.
But I picked the gesture scene like at the end.
Okay.
Because like from like the picture kind of ruined it because like the whole movie, you don't see the fucking gesture.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, she's going with the attic. Like obviously he's going to be up there.
Yeah.
So she's like standing by the window and kind of like just like pops out a little bit. And it's like, oh shit.
Mm-hmm. So. And that picture that's on IMDb, like, it's a creepy picture.
It was, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not wrong.
No, you're not. Like, when I saw that, I was like, oh, damn, okay. Maybe I will like this.
Yeah, that's why. So, anyway.
But yeah, he's literally in it for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
All right, my scariest scene, I said when Pig jumps into that fucking cesspool. Just like sits there, I'm a sea pig.
Oh, my God.
Like, no, man, you're a gross pig. All right, would you survive?
I put yes. The main like killer seemed like a pretty easy guy to beat. I don't know, like you don't see him at all.
Yeah,
he doesn't really he, like kills one drunk guy in the fucking woods. But
yeah,
I think I would survive.
All right.
What about you?
I said the same thing, but you said it way nicer.
Oh, okay.
I said yes. This killer sucks ass, and he seems like a pussy. So fuck him and his cane.
Oh my God.
All right, so this is the top five episode. You've kind of took the reins on this one. I don't even...
Yeah.
So this is all you, man. I don't know what we're doing.
All right, so we don't really have a top five for this one. Just, I don't know, I thought it'd be pretty cool to do a little trivia on some on sorority houses and stuff like that.
All right. Let me crack it.
So yeah, I thought it'd be pretty cool just to do some trivia on like sorority houses and like the history on that.
Yeah.
I did all of that, all of this like an hour or two before I recorded. So you'll get what you get.
Way to come prepared.
I know. It's hard to let fucking come with the top five. So yeah.
All right.
So yeah. So sorority houses are mainly in the USA and Canada. Do you know what they're called in Germany?
No.
They are called Studentenverbindung Dungeon. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds like students in a dungeon.
It really does, actually.
It's kind of creepy. See, like, I didn't even know Canada really had sorority houses.
Me either. Like, I was surprised when I saw that.
Yeah, like, around here, we don't really have.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think.
I didn't go to college, so.
I went to college, but there was like a residency, but there's no sorority houses. But sorority houses are with universities.
For the most part, yeah.
I don't think like Carleton or Ottawa, you have them. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
But
So I have a little quiz for you.
Okay.
I want to see how many Greek letters you can name.
Oh, Jesus Christ. There's alpha, beta. Is kappa C? Alpha, beta.
You don't have to go in order, but kappa is a letter.
Yeah. Delta. Did I say delta already? Theta, pi.
There's a Z. Zai? Zai?
No, you're close. Z.
Damn it. What is it? I know it. I don't know, man.
Yeah. So there's 24 letters.
Okay.
I got five? You got six.
Six? All right.
So there's alpha, beta, gamma.
Gamma. That's it.
Delta, epsilon, zeta. Right.
Zeta. Okay.
There's eta, theta, iota, kappa, lambda, mu, nu, z, like xi.
Okay.
Omicron. Never heard of it. Pi.
Right.
Rho. Sigma, tau, epsilon, phi, chi, psi, and omega.
Damn it. Yeah. There's so many on there that I knew. You put me on the spot.
I know. That I gotta do that sometimes.
I almost wanted to pull up Google.
So yeah, some of the other horror movies that are based like around sorority houses or kind of have that.
Yeah.
So obviously Black Christmas from 1974.
Canadian.
Yep. A movie called Sisters of Death from 1977.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it. The Initiation from 1984. Okay. I think I've heard of that
one. Yeah, I think I have too.
You got like Sorority House Massacre, 1986. Hell Night, 1981, which has Linda Blair in it.
Yeah.
A movie that I really wish I would have watched for this episode. I know you've seen it. Sorority Beach Babes in the Slime Bowl Rama.
Dude, I wish you would have. Such a great movie.
Oh my, what a name. There's Killer Party, Delta Delta Die, Alpha Girls.
I like that name, Delta Delta Die.
Haunted House on Sorority Row, and like one of the more recent ones, like Scream Queens, like that TV show. So yeah, some of those sound like the horror movies.
And there's a Sorority Row. I don't know if it's a remake or not.
Yeah, it came out like last year or this year.
Yeah, fairly recently, yeah.
So yeah, Ted Bundy is like infamous for, well, he killed a lot of people. But in 1978, he killed two girls who belonged to Chi Omega in Florida. And then he killed another in Seattle, and she was in Kappa Alpha Theta sorority.
Yeah,
I couldn't really find much on like murders with like in sorority houses and stuff like that. Okay. Like Bundy was like pretty much the only one that popped up. So a sorority house like contains a sequence of two or three Greek letters. The internet said that, kind of like a huge debate of like who's like the first.
Okay.
And the first one to use the term sorority was Gamma Phi Beta, and they were founded in 1874.
Shit.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And then the first African American women's fraternity was Alpha Kappa Alpha in 1908. And then there was even another sorority or a fraternity from 1867, which was Pi Beta Phi.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's all I have.
All right, cool.
So, yeah.
I dig it.
Yeah. That's it.
All right.
Kind of boring this week, guys. Sorry. But,
No, I'm trying to think. Like, I had something that I wanted to say, but I can't remember what it was.
Yeah.
Anyways, so it's time to say what our next movie's going to be.
I'm excited.
I was looking through our like episode list, and I was like, "Damn, dude, it's been a while since we've watched one that's like actually kind of scary." So I kind of felt like getting scared this week.
Oh no!
So we're gonna watch Hell House LLC.
Okay, I can dig it.
Yeah,
nice.
Because that movie was pretty fucking creepy.
It was.
Yeah. And I don't know, it's gaining some steam in the horror community. A lot of people are starting to watch it. So
Yeah,
I'm excited to watch it again.
Sweet.
All right. You got anything else?
I don't think so.
Okay. So you guys can always find us on Instagram at A Podcast on Elm Street. We are very much willing and able to talk to you. on there. So send us DMs. It got really awkward there for a second.
I was wondering where we're going with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I don't know.
We're willing and able. Yeah. Willing and able to do what?
Whatever you want.
You didn't talk to me about this.
But yeah, I mean, we're always ready to talk to anybody and everybody. So shoot us a DM. We're on Facebook now. Brooke, that's your kind of project.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Somewhat. Yeah. If you click the link in our bio on Instagram, you will see links to our TeePublic account where you can buy some merch. You'll see a link to our Patreon account if you want to just sponsor us, I guess.
And shout out to our Patreons.
Yes, definitely. Josh, Jacob, and Amara, and our buddy Chuck from Chuck Goes to the Movies. You guys are the shit. Yeah, I think that's it.
Cool.
Cool.
All right. Talk to you next time, guys.
See you later.